Word of Faith Netcast is on the air. Well, praise the Lord. This is Dr. Bill Bailey, and this is the Word of Faith Netcast. I'm so glad you could join us once again as we get into the Word of God. We've got some good things to talk about with a new topic that we want to be picking up today, and that is living in favor. This is what we're teaching about on our Word of Faith broadcast, which of course airs Monday through Friday on Word of Faith Radio, WFR.org, Word of Faith Radio. So I encourage you to listen to those daily programs. We come on at 11:30, which follows Brother Kenneth Copeland's program that comes on at 11 o'clock, and of course that's Eastern time. So no matter where you are in the world, if you figure out where you are in relation to Eastern time, which is of course New York, East Coast, however you want to look at it, time, then you can know when to start listening to the Word of Faith broadcast on WFR. And you can listen to WFR through our player on the WFR.org website. You can tune in. You can even tune in. Now, this is interesting. You can tune in even at work if they've blocked the special ports that we broadcast on, which is port 8000, for Shoutcast-type internet radio by going to radio.wfr.org. Put that in your player, and you can get a player like the VLC player, which I highly recommend. We have actually a PDF on the website, the WFR.org website, that talks about how to listen at work. So I encourage you to check on that, click on it, and check out how to listen at work, because I tell you, there's just nothing like being able to sit there at your desk, do your job, and hear good, sound Word of Faith teaching all during the day. Praise the Lord. It's just an amazingly uplifting thing to have there at work to listen. So I encourage you to do that. All right. We're talking about the topic of favor. And let's go into the scripture. I've got my electronic Bible here, eSword. And let's go to Luke chapter 2 and verse 52. Luke chapter 2, verse 52. We'll let this be our kind of jumping off scripture. We're going to talk about a lot of different scripture. But Luke 2:52 is talking about the fact that Jesus, when he was a young lad, increased in wisdom and in stature, and having and he had favor with God and man. Let me go back and read that. Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. So the favor he had with God and the favor that he had with man was increasing as he grew. Praise the Lord. So you can believe for favor. You can believe for an increase. See, that tells you something about favor right there. Favor is quantitative. In other words, it can be measured. And it can be measured in such a way that you can increase or have more favor. You say, well, how does that work, Dr. Bill? Well, that's the great thing about it. We're going to talk about how favor ties in to the, capital T, B, capital B, blessing, the blessing. Now, you've heard Brother Kenneth Copeland for the many years teach on the blessing. We are to live in the blessing. We're covenant people. And he talks about, excuse me, he talks about how the blessing started. It started when God made promise to Adam. Adam and Eve, right after they'd been created, God said unto them that they were to be blessed. He said, be fruitful, that's number one. Multiply, that's number two. And have dominion on the earth, that's number three. So be fruitful, multiply, and have dominion. Now you may say, well, yeah, but Dr. Bill, that's You know, that's just God telling Adam to repopulate the earth. I mean, you know, you say, well, repopulate? What do you mean by that, Dr. Bill? Well, the scripture says that Adam and Eve were told to replenish the earth. Well, now think about that. What does it mean to replenish? You can't replenish unless it had already been plenished. Amen? There is a lot of biblical evidence. Now, this is not a doctrine that's going to matter one way or another as to whether you go to heaven or not. All right? I mean, this is not something you can teach as absolute doctrine. All right? But it seemeth good to me from the scripture to see that there was what is called a gap between Genesis 1:1 and Genesis 1:2. Genesis 1:1 says, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth." Well, that tells us something right there. It was in the beginning, the very beginning of history, okay? Not recorded history of man, but entirety of history. In the very beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. But then it says in verse 2, "And the earth was without form and void." Now, here's where the what's called the gap theory comes in. God doesn't create anything void or without form. Matter of fact, the Hebrew words there say desolated, decimated, okay, destroyed. God doesn't create anything that way. Nothing he creates is void. All right, it is always, remember what he said after he created everything there, he said, it is good, it is good. And then when he created man, he said, it is very good. Okay, now, I didn't mean to get into all this. This was not my intent. However, we'll follow it for just a few more minutes because it'll make a point. God created the heavens and the earth initially. Then there was an indeterminate period of time, and during that indeterminate period of time, other scriptures throughout Psalms and Proverbs and all kinds of other Old Testament scriptures and some New Testament scriptures talk about the fact that there was a world that was. The world that was, we don't know much about it, but it was apparently destroyed when Satan was thrown down to the earth, and the earth was made desolate and made void. And then God set about to recreate the earth. And he did that. And it took him 7 days to recreate the earth. And then he told Adam and Eve, replenish the earth. Now again, if you don't believe this and you don't think it's correct, that's perfectly fine. That's all right. I'm not going to have a falling out with you about it. I'm not going to say you're going to hell or anything like that. It's merely an observation, as Dr. Fred Price says, merely an observation that this is the way it occurred. All right? But in any case, whether you believe the gap theory or not, you know, it doesn't matter to me one way or the other. The key to this is that God told Adam and Eve, you are to be fruitful, you are to multiply, and you are to have dominion. And now you may say, well, okay, Dr. Bill, but that's because, once again, they had to populate the earth. Whether you think it's a repopulation or an initial population, I don't care. Okay? But the point is that they set about, obviously, to populate the earth. And in order to do that, they had to be fruitful and had to multiply. But it's not just talking about having children. Now, having children is a blessing. Amen. However, having children is not the only way you are fruitful, and it's not the only way you multiply. Your finances can be fruitful, and they can multiply. Your crops can be fruitful, and they can multiply. That's part of the capital T, blessing capital B. You see what I'm saying? So that was the covenant that God had with Adam. And then later he had a covenant with Abraham. And then later on, in the book of Hebrews, it says that we have a better covenant established upon better promises. Amen? Better than what? Better than the initial covenant we had that God had with Adam, and better than the covenant that he had with Abraham. You say, wow, those are pretty good covenants, you know, being fruitful, multiplying, having dominion, wow. And then Abraham, I mean, he was rich. He was so rich that his cousin Lot and all those guys, you know, followed along after him because he was just so rich. Well, yeah, and there was plenty to go around. But guess what? No matter how great their covenants were, ours is better. Our covenant is a better covenant established upon better promises. Amen. All right. Now, we are to be fruitful, blessed. We are to multiply, again, blessing in many ways. And being fruitful and multiplying also means health. I mean, you can't be fruitful and multiply unless you're healthy. And then have dominion. That means exercising authority. That means operating in such a way that you determine the outcome of, for good or evil, in your life. Well, doesn't the Word of God say, I've set before you this day blessing and cursing, death and life, therefore choose life. He gave us a hint. He said, okay, guys, listen, I'm putting before you blessing and cursing, life and death, but you choose life. Okay, that's the key. That's the right answer. All right. So, choose life. Then he also went on to say that life and death is in the power of the tongue. What I speak out of my mouth, words that come out of my mouth, determine my life or my death. Okay, now we know that. We've studied that out on many, many, many occasions. And that's a tremendous part, the major part of the Word of Faith message. What is the Word of Faith message? What saith it? The Word is nigh thee, near to thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the Word of Faith which we preach, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. And of course, we know that word saved. Saved, delivered, healed, protected, made whole, spirit, soul, body, financially and socially, and delivered from all temporal evil. That's the definition of the Greek word sozo, transliterated S-O-Z-O, pronounced with a little D sound in the middle, sozo. And that means saved, delivered, healed, protected, made whole, spirit, soul, body, and delivered financially, physically, socially, every way. Okay? Now, wow. Said all that to say this. Life and death is in the power of your tongue or your words. The blessing is what you should be living in. How do you live in the blessing? Through your words. Whew, we're getting ahead of ourselves. We're going to have to slow down just a bit here, because we're going to get into that a little bit later. But what I want you to see here is that God is the God of favor. He grants and he blesses us with favor. Let's look at a couple of other really interesting scriptures here. Psalm 5:12. I love this scripture. Oh my. It just rings my bell. You know what I'm saying? Psalm 5:12, for thou, Lord, will bless the righteous. You say, well, yeah, but Dr. Bill, that's just for the righteous. Well, guess what? Jesus has made you the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, 17 through 21. You've been made. You've been made. You didn't have to earn. No, you've been made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Okay, so we got his righteousness. He became sin with our sin. We became righteous with his righteousness. Now you say, well, that's not a very fair trade. No, it's not. But you know what? I'm glad it went that way. Whew, amen. Because it blessed us. And that was his intent, that we be blessed. All right, so we're the righteous. You may say, I don't feel very righteous. Well, doesn't matter what you feel like, matters what you are. If you're born again, you have been made without it mattering what you are doing in the sense of, am I good enough? You know what I'm saying? We're not saved by works, lest any man should boast. Amen. So, we are the righteousness of God. So, the Lord will bless the righteous. Well, who's the righteous? That's us. And then it goes on to say, with favor wilt thou compass him as with a shield. Now, I pointed this out on the Word of Faith broadcast, and I'm sure several folks got a chuckle out of it. But I'm an old-time science fiction fan, an old-time Star Trek fan, and I love seeing those spaceships flying through space. And you remember Star Trek, they talked about having shields. Not the kind of shield like a Roman soldier, you know, but a shield that was surrounding the whole ship, that wherever they attacked from, no matter which direction, it would hit those shields and bounce off. It was an energy field. And they called them shields. Well, that's what I think of when I see this verse of Scripture. That's why I get such a charge out of it. God compasses us. Now, compass means to surround, okay? Surround us with a shield, just like in Star Trek. We're surrounded by a shield. You say, oh, Dr. Bill, come on. Now, hold on. This is what the Bible says. This comes out of Psalm 5. That's the Bible. All right? And God is saying here that he will bless the righteous. Well, we're the righteous. We've been made righteous. And we will be compassed, surrounded with a shield of favor. A shield of favor. Now, what happens when you're surrounded by a shield? When the Klingons fire. Amen. It bounces off the shield, doesn't it? Well, guess what? When Satan fires his fiery darts, guess what? They bounce off that shield of favor. Woo, hallelujah. Now, here is a good place to interject something really important. Brother Kenneth Copeland says that this year of 2013 is the year of great grace, okay? Now, we're not talking about squirrely, greasy grace, okay? We're not talking about weird teaching. We're talking about the real grace of God. But the interesting thing is that Dr. Jerry Savelle makes the statement from his studies that grace in the New Testament, the same word, is also translated favor. Amen? What does that tell us? That tells us that this is a year of great favor. Amen? Brother Kenneth Copeland said it's a year of great grace, that he got that from the Holy Ghost. And we find out that grace is another word for favor. So this is a year of great favor. Woo, hallelujah. Well, guess what? If I am compassed with a shield of favor, and favor, as we found out, can increase. You ever remember on Star Trek how they said, more power to the shields. We can get more power to the grace shield, to the favor shield. We can have that shield increase in strength and power. You say, Dr. Bill, you have really gone off the deep end on this one. No, now hang in there. Meditate on this. Pray on this. I believe you will see that what I'm saying is scriptural. Okay? It's solid. It's sound. Your favor can increase. Didn't we read that Jesus, as he was growing up, increased in favor with God and man? You can increase in favor with God and man. You're encompassed, surrounded with a shield. You're encompassed or surrounded with the grace of God, with the favor of God, and it can increase. You can believe for favor to increase. You can believe for grace to grow. You can believe to be surrounded by, in effect, a shield of grace, favor, energy. Okay? Now, I'm saying it that way to strike your thinking. Because if you operate in this the way you should, if you understand this in the way that you should, you'll be believing for this, you'll be confessing this, you'll be standing for this in faith, and you will notice that it's just like you have, and I'm just going to use this term, and I don't want you to get upset with me over this, but an aura. You know what I mean by that? A glow of favor around you. And when people get around you and they get close to you, they just want to be close to you. You know what I'm saying? They want to be around you. And they'll start saying things to you like, you know, I don't know why I'm doing this, but here, let me give you that for 50% less. You know what I'm saying? You will start noticing favor operating in your life. You will start noticing an outpouring, an increase of favor. You say, Dr. Bill, that just sounds too good to be true. No, it's not too good to be true. It's living in the, capital T, blessing, capital B. And you need to believe for it. Now, it's not going to fall on you like ripe apples off a tree. Or ripe cherries off a tree. Or whatever fruit you want to use. It's not just going to fall on you. You're going to have to believe for it. You're going to have to confess it. Remember, we said life and death and the power of the tongue. We found out in earlier studies that in James chapter 3, it says that the tongue, though it is a world of iniquity, and sets on fire the course or cycle of nature. The Greek there says the cycle of natural events. The cycle of natural events is set in motion by your tongue. What you say sets in motion the cycle of natural events. Whew. So that tells me something. That tells me I can use my mouth, I can use my words to confess the word of God over my life and begin to see this shield of favor in operation in my life. I can start seeing blessing in operation in my life. I can start seeing manifestations of the grace of God and the favor of God in my personal life, because I'm believing for it and standing for it. This is what God promised. We are to grow in grace, grow in favor, grow in the blessing. It's all tied together. This is the thing I want you to see. It's all tied together, and it all ties around your words. What you say, how you say it, what you meditate on, what you hear. Remember Romans 10, 17, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Faith doesn't come by having heard. Faith comes by hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing consistently. See, that's why, and I've said this before, I'll say it again, Word of Faith Radio is such a tremendous opportunity for you, such a tremendous blessing for you, because you have the opportunity to hear the word of God on a consistent, regular, daily, 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 weekly, 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 monthly, monthly, monthly basis, yearly, on and on. You can hear the word of God taught consistently and strong, solid word of faith teaching, to the point that if you hear it and you live by it, you will see this shield of faith, and it'll grow, it'll strengthen, it'll increase. More power to the shields. And you'll see benefit and manifestation in your life. Praise the Lord. Whew, I tell you, we're getting into some things here. We're getting into some powerful stuff that's going to bless you and continue to bless you. Amen? All right, well, we'll have to stop here, pick up next time. I tell you what, I just said, you need to listen to Word of Faith Radio. That'll be a blessing to you. WFR.org, tune in that station. Lock in on it and keep it locked in. And those of you that live in certain areas can even hear it over the regular FM dial, because it is in Newton, North Carolina at 89.7. And we have it here in High Point, North Carolina, in the High Point-Wahlberg area at 87.9. because we are micro-broadcasting. If you want more information about micro-broadcasting, it's very inexpensive to do that. You can lock in on Word of Faith Radio and play it to your community. And I'd encourage you to check into that. You can write Harold Cagle, Jr., president of Word of Faith Radio. His email address is Harold, H-A-R-O-L-D, at WOFR.org, and he can tell you all about that program of micro-broadcasting. It can be a tremendous missions project for you and your church, praise the Lord. So, Word of Faith Radio is a great resource. Also, our website, www.wofm.org. Okay, that stands for Word of Faith Ministries. WOFM.org. Go to that website. We've got videos. We've got audio. We've got teaching. We've got articles. We've got all kinds of things. History of the Word of Faith Ministry that we have here in High Point, North Carolina. All kinds of things there on the website. And it's all there for you as a resource, praise the Lord. Now, I'd love for you to write me here. You can write me at Word of Faith Ministries, P.O. Box 5213, High Point, North Carolina, the zip code 27262. You can also write me at my email address. Of course, email will get to me real quick. You can ask questions. You can make comments. We'd love to hear from you. And that, of course, is Dr. Bill, D-R-B-I-L-L, at WFM.org. So, do all those things. Tell you what's going to be a blessing to you. Live in favor. Believe for it. And remember until next time to fulfill the Word of God. The Word of Faith Netcast is brought to you by Word of Faith Ministries and our partners around the world.